Here's your morning surf report with eco-warrior James Pribram on KX93.5.
All right, we welcome to the airwaves the new host of Sold Out on KX93.5. J-Mo's here. What's up, man?
Woo! Sold out, buddy.
Are you feeling it? You still energized?
I am so energized. Had so much fun doing the new show. Yeah, I was nervous and didn't know what to expect. Just throwing it out there. But it was a lot of fun, and I heard a lot of good feedback. So looking forward to this Thursday.
I'm proud of you, man. You did a good job.
I appreciate it. I couldn't have done it without you, buddy.
Let's start on something a little bit serious. Talk about the high surf conditions this weekend and how the search is continuing for this 18-year-old this morning. They got swept off 1,000 steps. How dangerous is it out there right now?
Well, unfortunately, today the waves are a bit smaller. I think the swell peaked early yesterday. I mean, I think that it caught some people by surprise. I know for myself, it definitely caught me by surprise how big it was yesterday. There were waves 8 to 10 feet. They certainly weren't calling for it to be that big on a Sunday. You know, weekend crowd, sunny. It was, unfortunately, a recipe for disaster for this 18-year-old boy who went swimming. And although I'm not sure if I knew him, anytime someone drowns, it always feels personal to me. So, the best thing to do is if you show up at the beach and you think the waves are too big for yourself to go out swimming, I guarantee they are too big and you should not go out. Just be safe.
Well, what about if you're just kind of in an unsafe area like this kid seemed to be? He was climbing on the rocks on the way south end of 1,000 steps. You know, that's where a rogue wave can come and there's caves down there. So he clearly just didn't know what he was getting into. It said he's from Nevada in the news, you know?
Yeah, that's so sad. And you should never be climbing rocks when the waves are 8 to 10 feet.
Yeah.
You should, bottom line, you should not be in the tide pool area, climbing on rocks, anywhere for that matter where waves are crashing over them, especially in the 8 to 10 foot range. Really sad. It's unfortunate. You know, I wish someone was on the beach and had seen them going there and had stepped up and told them, look, it's unsafe. You know, there was a couple people, one lady on the beach yesterday who had her little boy who was probably 2 years old in the shoreline. Water was coming up. I mean, it was dangerous. And I said, excuse me, I don't want to be rude, but it's really unsafe for you to take your little boy down to the surf line right now because he will get swept out. And, you know, sometimes you got to step up and tell people it's unsafe. So,
well, thanks, man. I mean, I definitely wanted to hear your thoughts on that this morning. And our hearts go out to that kid's family as they are continuing the search effort this morning. There's a lot of action around there right now. So hopefully we'll hear what happens. Talk briefly about what's going on today. Surf's down a little bit.
Yeah, I think the swell peaked yesterday. It looks smaller this morning. You know, we have a high tide this morning, only a 3.44, which is a pretty low high tide. And that's at 11:31 a.m. And then our low tide today is at 5:41 p.m. And it only goes down to 1.12. So not a lot of change in our tides today. But there are still some waves out there. And we're looking at some patchy fog this morning, a high of 68. West-southwest swell running right now, about 248 degrees. It was really surprising at how big it was yesterday because everyone, including myself, was forecasting for Monday to be the big day. And that's just what happens with the ocean. As good as we think we are at predicting the weather and the surf, we're not as good as the ocean, the weather. They know what's happening. We don't. We're simply trying to figure it out on a day-to-day basis.
But you typically do a pretty damn good job.
You know, I get lucky once in a while.
So keep it up.
I get lucky once in a while.
All right, James Pribram, Eco Warrior Surf Reporter. Thanks for sharing your thoughts and all of that. And we'll talk again this week.
Thank you.